Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. If you're a saltwater angler, Saturday is your last chance this year to take part in the free Coastal Fisheries Bay Team Tournament, and flounder is the catch of the day.
The reason we're collecting in the fall is because they conduct their fall runs, and it's a little easier to collect these guys during that time period.
Robert Adamy coordinates Saturday's tournament. Anglers need to show up at Froggy's Bait Dock in Port O'Connor before 6 a.m. if they're serious about participating.
We are going to be registering 30 two-person teams on a first-come, first-served basis, so if people want to fish with us, they've got to be there early. There have been times registration has filled up by 7:15, 7:30.
The tournament ends promptly at 12 noon, and prizes will be awarded through a drawing. Adamy says participating in this event allows anglers to give back to the resource, making it a win-win situation.
It is a win-win situation because even if they don't get anything to take home that day, as far as a prize goes, they've been able to put something back into the resource for future generations, their kids, their grandkids, and so forth.
That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.